KJC Country, 104.7 FM, Kevin Allen with you, and honored to be joined by this gentleman, Medal of Honor winner and local boy, Peter Lemon. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you today, my friend?
I'm good.
Good today.
I'm a day away from coming back to my home in Kawa.
We are looking forward to you being here Friday. You are going to be honored along with General O'Loughlin at a Veterans Day program there at Tawas High School for Veterans Day, which is coming up on Friday, as a matter of fact. Now, Peter, before we get into what's going to be happening on Friday, for anybody who doesn't know about you, give us a little background on yourself, my friend.
Yes, I was born in Toronto, Canada, at 23 months old. I got my green card, came to the United States with my parents, came to Tawas City. So I was living in Tawas at 2, and I lived in Alabaster for the rest of the duration until I graduated from high school when I was 11 years old. My parents took me to the Osceola County Courthouse. We put our right hand up. I was sworn in as a citizen of the United States of America. Went through Taos Area High School, the junior high school over at Tawas City, went to East Tawas Elementary School. So I have close ties to Tawas. And then when I graduated from high school, I joined the military, served my country, and I enlisted at the East Tawas Post Office.
Wow.
So there was a lot of Tawases in there. You can tell that's where I grew up. I'm very proud of it, and I'm very proud to go back and visit on Veterans Day and be able to be a part of that program and acknowledge and pay tribute to all the veterans in the Osceola County community, specifically East Tawas and Tawas City.
Indeed. Now, you kind of brushed over some things there. Medal of Honor winner, tell us a little bit about that and how you felt winning the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, well, when I joined the military, I went to basic training in Fort Knox, and when I graduated from basic training, I asked to be an infantry, and I asked to go to Vietnam.
Wow.
I served with two units, which was the 1st Division, I Company 75th Rangers. And then the 1st Division went home during the year that I was there. They really didn't go home. Melvin Laird was the Secretary of Defense. He brought the colors home, but all the guys stayed.
Okay.
And they were put in other units. I went to Econ, E-Recon, 2nd of the 8th, 1st Cavalry Division on April Fool's Day, and it was quite an April Fool's Day. And about 12:30 in the morning, we were on a fire support base, Ellingsworth. We were rocketed and mortared for about 45 minutes. 300 rounds came into our small position, and we had to defend ourselves for 3.5 hours. We were outmanned, outgunned 20-1, and we survived the evening. Out of the 18 guys that were in my unit, we lost Casey Waller, Nathan Mann, and Brent Street. Most of us were wounded and medevaced out. And afterwards, when I was in the hospital, I heard that I'd be put up for the Medal of Honor. Didn't think about it, really, because we just lost three guys.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it should go to them, but I did end up receiving it a year later.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that, and a big thank you. I'm sure you get it all the time, but a big thank you for serving our country as you did and volunteering to go overseas and to do that. A lot of admiration for being able to do that. And, of course, we're going to be doing more of that on Friday for Veterans Day. That'll be at the Tawas Area High School, their Veterans Day program going on. They'll be honoring you, Peter, along with General O'Loughlin. So it's going to be quite a ceremony on Friday morning, getting underway at about 9 a.m.
Well, I look forward to being there, but I really encourage the whole entire community. It's their high school.
That's right.
And all the veterans in the Tawas area and even the surrounding areas, Oscoda, Whittemore, to come to Tawas Area High School and participate in the event. The Medal of Honor is not only my award, but it really represents anybody that's ever served this great nation. So when they unveiled the display of my memorabilia that's in there, they'll be unveiling the memories and the history of all veterans, and it also acknowledges all these current service members, both men and women that are serving our great nation, which is about 2 million people that are in the military that serve our great nation and protect our freedoms. So I encourage everybody to come and be there.
That's right, and see that. It's going to be a wonderful ceremony, and as you mentioned, the unveiling out there. And again, it gets underway at about 9 a.m. on Friday, Veterans Day. And I know you're a busy man, Peter Lemon. Peter, it's been an honor talking to you, my friend, and hopefully I get to catch up with you again in the near future. Again, thank you for your service to our country, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And the community, please come out and visit us. We look forward to it. Have a great day.